shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Your teachers know you guys are here and they're cool with it?
Yeah.
Well, you can call me the racist if you'd like. My position is, he said...
I thought it was shocking that a teacher would say that, because why would you be a teacher?
I can still pleasure you.
Did you plug the hole yet, Dad?
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, Radio 4, Patriots by Patriots, and the Patriot line open, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Protests break out in Bahrain, and an ABC News correspondent gets beat up while reporting. A Dallas commissioner tells the white citizens of the city hearing to go to hell. Plus, NPR Radio, should they get government funding? Charlie LaFountain will join us with that issue, and we'll be talking with Professor Emery Clayton from LA Canyon College on the definition of religious oppression as it is being applied at the University of California, Davis. You will be interested to know that religious oppression, at least up there, is Christians oppressing other religions. So welcome to another edition here of Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots. I'm Phil Hendry. And, of course, our affiliate spotlight tonight, we are very grateful for the great stations we have on our network in Charlotte, North Carolina, WBCN, 1660 AM, and in Bend, Oregon, KBNW, 1340 AM, on the Phil Hendry Radio Network. And, of course, our website is philhendryshow.com. Go over and get a backstage pass. Watch the live streaming video of our show right now. And listen to, as well, the thousands and thousands and thousands, and I'm being quite literal, thousands of hours of archives available there, as well as our news feed, as well as our podcasts on iTunes and our classic podcasts. It is the single greatest repository of radio anywhere on the World Wide Web. So, Patriot Hotline open, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to bring on the line here Charlie LaFountain, who is a longtime broadcaster, a public radio broadcaster, longtime broadcaster at a variety of outlets, including, well, you were for a while there, Charlie, on KPCC, is that correct?
Yes, broadcast news over KPCC, that's correct.
All right, so you're here in the state of California, Minnesota Public Radio at all?
Quite a bit. I've had commercial experience. I don't want you to think that I haven't. But quite a bit, yes, on public radio. And the reason for that is because I believe very much in public radio. It's not because I was not a capable commercial broadcaster, although I, you know, there are a great many capable commercial broadcasters, yourself included, Phil. But I wanted to do something more important.
I understand.
And so I became involved in public radio and a variety of public radio and public television jobs across the country. And I have individually worked as hard as I possibly can to get people to listen to public radio, because we think that we have a product to offer, and of course we have to survive like anybody else. We have families, we've got a lot of families, and a lot of very hardworking broadcasters involved in NPR. And
that's what we want to talk about, National Public Radio. And for those of you out there not familiar with, I can't imagine people are not familiar with NPR.
No, I dare say people are very familiar with NPR, whether it's Morning Becomes Eclectic or the Morning Edition News Show or All Things Considered.
All Things Considered is the one that, it's probably the most popular show, don't you think?
I like to think that some of the reporting that I've done, I like to think that Garson Keillor, the man from Minnesota.
Who's the humorist from Minnesota? Yeah. I guess is that his name, Keillor?
I think so. But the humorist from Minnesota has always had a Lake Wobegon is the name of the show.
Right.
So we think that we've had some products.
Garrison Keillor, that's it.
I said Garson, right?
Yeah, Garrison Keillor.
That is correct.
As a matter of fact, I was in the Twin Cities. Back in the early 90s, and I used to live not too far from Minnesota Public Radio there in St. Paul, from the theater where he did his broadcast from.
The point that I'm making is, whether it's Garrison Keillor or whoever, is that we are, like you, Phil, and others in broadcasting, we do a job. We broadcast shows, and we broadcast news, and we go out and we work very hard. We are publicly funded. And what has happened this week, some Republicans and some congresspeople want to cut our funding. Some want to even eliminate our funding. President Obama has proposed to increase funding for public radio. Well, I think you can understand that we are very, very grateful, because we were breathing very hard, you know, as to whether we were going to get our funding for 2011 and 2012, that President Obama has come to our rescue, and we're very, very grateful for him. And what we need to do is convince the American people that what President Obama did was a very good thing. And
do you anticipate the American people are not going to appreciate that? And you know that what my feeling is here, as much as I like you personally, Charlie, you know that I don't think National Public Radio, I don't understand why it is we're in the business of funding NPR. We have perfectly good private broadcast entities. I know that that's something that's done.
Well, because it's, you were about to say it's done in Europe.
Yeah, it's something that's done in Europe. It's done in Canada. CBC is a government-funded and government-run broadcast outlet. That's not how we do things in the United States, particularly. I don't think it's something we want to do in the middle of an economic crisis. And the other question that I have, the other comment that I have, is how is it that NPR or any of these other entities, public or not, well, I should say public broadcasting entities, or even just privately funded entities, always seem to sort of skew left, you know?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Well, Pacifica Radio, which is not government funded, but it is a privately funded Pacifica Foundation, privately funded broadcast entity that is a very much a proud left leaning leftist liberal progressive broadcast outlet. NPR, you can't tell me they're not, and so it goes. Why do the taxpayers have to pay for that?
We're asking the taxpayers, Phil, to pay for something that is vital, and that is public broadcasting. That is broadcasting from the nation's capital and around the country of news programs, of the very same programs that you get on your private, privately owned commercial stations, but without commercials. And without the commercials, we can spend more time, and we are able, more than anything else, like yourself, Phil, and like others, we are able to get a paycheck and to feed our families and to take our children to school and for our wives and for our daughters and for our sons to have a good life and for our children to go to school. So why are you the only one that is allowed to do that? Well, you're not the only one. You're a good man, Phil, and you're a good broadcaster, but why am I not allowed that?
Well, you're okay. Vivian Schiller, the head of NPR and the focus of a lot of controversy, by the way, over the firing of Juan Williams, released a statement.
Which, by the way, she did the right thing. She did absolutely the right thing.
Now, why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Juan Williams came out on Fox. Juan Williams works for did work for National Public Radio. He comes out on Fox and he says that he is unsettled by these Arabs sitting next to him. That is so opposite what we try to project on NPR, what we try to let the public feel about us. We are not an insensitive organization which caricatures or characterizes individuals as suspect, bomb-throwing, or however one would. So I'm glad that she fired him. I know that it caused an awful lot of problems for us, but it was the right thing to do. And now people are trying to punish us for that by holding back the funding.
All right, let me. She released a statement saying she is grateful to the Obama administration for recognizing the importance of public radio to the life of communities across the nation. At a time when our country is confronting many difficult challenges, public broadcasting is providing an essential service by informing and educating 170 million Americans every month. This mission is more relevant than ever. What is she doing? What is she talking about there? What are you guys doing at NPR that other radio stations and TV stations don't do?
What is she? First of all, this is a woman that had the courage to fire Juan Williams when he.
No, but in her statement, I know all about Juan Williams.
Well, that's a very important aspect of what she did. To fire Juan Williams when he talked of Arabs as being suspect individuals on airplanes. And the president knows that we need more money. The only people that are keeping the funding away from NPR are a few crank Republicans who don't think that we deserve to make a living. Well, I can assure you, Mr. Hendry, I can, more than even some Republican Congress people, I can make a living.
All right, but answer my question here. What is it that you guys do at NPR, according to Ms. Schiller?
What do we do at NPR?
Yeah, but according to Ms. Schiller, you educate, you provide essential service, blah, blah, blah. I kind of get all of that, but what is the service you're providing that a commercial station cannot provide?
We are providing news and music and entertainment and all of everything that they do on a regular radio station. We do it without commercials. We do it by way of using, proper English. When you listen to some of these commercial stations and you listen to some of these talk stations, and the right-wing host is speaking in a kind of and it's not very literate. And
are you saying that here on this show we are not very literate?
Well, I think that some of this patriot, radio for patriots, the grammar and the whole, there's a very right-wing redneck, and I don't mean redneck, but there's a very uneducated feel to that.
And well, I don't know what's uneducated about saying Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots or the Patriot Hotline.
Well, there's something that's overdone about it, and there's something... Why am I and why is NPR, National Public Radio, supposed to go begging for money while commercial broadcasters are allowed to use bad English and have ridiculous broadcasts of these programs? You know the ones that we're talking about, men from outer space, or these shows where the host is doing fake voices, or I don't know. But what we're trying to tell you is...
What is your annual budget?
What is it?
What is your annual budget? How much money do you need from the American people?
I cannot answer that question saying I need money from the American people. We deserve the...
What is the annual budget of NPR is all I'm asking.
It's $166 billion. But again, that $166 billion goes to broadcasters like yourself, Phil. People with families like yourself, people with needs like yourself. I have a family. I bleed red blood. I have a wife. I got to worry about my job because some freshman Republican wants to hit a home run his first 3 months in the job. And President Obama has proposed increasing the funding, increasing, not cutting it off.
All right, well, Charlie LaFont is with us, and I guess the question you want me to ask people is, should funding for NPR be increased? And
I don't think it's a question. I think it's a statement of that we need that. And as long as I am working in the field of radio, as you do, Phil, and you know how very tenuous this business is, I am saying we have to have it, or we're out on the street, and people won't get programming what doesn't have commercials in it. Now you, Phil, as I said, are a good guy, but you're a commercial broadcaster.
And I've lost my job before, and I've had to go out on the bricks.
No, I know you've lost your job, but we have a job to do for the American people. You work for a company. This works for the American people.
All right, 877-876-7445, our Patriot Hotline tonight, as we talk to Charlie LaFountain from National Public Radio. They're looking at perhaps having their funding cut. President Obama wants to increase the funding of NPR. Charlie says we need this funding because we are the guys that do radio shows without commercials, and we have families. We need jobs, too. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
That's right. Our Patriot line is open as 877-876-7445 with Charlie LaFountain. We're going to take some phone calls, Charlie, but National Public Radio, which does skew a little to the left, and I understand that it is commercial free, and I understand there's some great reporting that is done over there. If you like your reporting, skew to the left. And You know, and you may say that what I do is a commercial product here, which is empty, but people listen to it.
Well, here's what I what is glaringly obvious to me, Phil, and again. You're a friend, and I like you, but I don't think conservative radio in particular supports any kind of intellectual analysis of the issues. I have to be honest with you. I don't think anyone would disagree with this. I don't even think that the conservative...
I would disagree with it. Absolutely disagree with it.
In what way are you talking?
I think there are a great many very, very, very intelligent conservative thinkers.
Well, there are intelligent conservative thinkers, but conservative radio itself does not have, I don't think, has intelligent listeners,
Well, you just insulted my listeners.
Well, I don't want to insult your listeners, but I'm telling you that we need national public radio, if for no other reason than to get people to listen to something that it takes some brains to listen to.
What is it about you? Why would you say? Because in other words, what you're saying is, you need money to keep NPR going from the very people that you're insulting.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not insulting those people. No, I'm not. I don't want it from them. I want it from the liberals, and there are a great many, the great silent liberal majority of this country. You see, the Tea Party thinks that most people are conservative. They're not. Most of the people in America are liberal, and we must get their donations so that I am able, myself and others like Garrison. The guy that's got the...
Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor, so he keeps his job. I'm going to tell you something. Conservative radio may be a popular medium, but the individuals that listen to it and the people that run it are... I don't mean...
Well, go ahead, you can insult me.
I'm not insulting...
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're insulting me and you're insulting my listeners. Go ahead.
All right, then I will go ahead. Conservative radio needs an alternative because it doesn't take a lot between the ears to either do it or to listen to it.
And that would be NPR that we need.
Absolutely, we need NPR. And I again thank President Obama for saving NPR by pledging more money, even though these first-year Republican congressmen want to make they want to swing for the fences in their first 3 months. Guess what, rookie? You just got, you just got thrown out at first base, and you didn't even get out of the batter's box.
All right, 877-876 Phil, talking here to Charlie the Fountain about how NPR needs that extra funding to stay afloat. The Republicans, some in Congress, are looking to cut that funding and eventually do away with NPR as a publicly funded entity. Here is Dave in Macon, Georgia. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, all insults aside, I don't agree with the fact. I've actually listened to NPR and I've liked some of the programming, so I'm not going to comment about the insults and things like that. But I don't agree with the government actually paying for the funding of this program, just because it could provide its own income with the commercials and things like that. And if it's so popular and the people need it so much, I don't understand why it's putting. I have to pay into it with my tax dollars with stuff that I don't have a say so.
You just said you listen to it. You listen to it. You just said that you listen to it. So
I've listened to it honestly.
Yeah. You listen to it. So yeah, you should be. You can't complain about the tax dollars. That's money I should get. I should get that money because you're listening to my radio station, and I'm not getting any of that money.
Well, actually, I've listened to it, and the reason I said I've listened to it is because, I've liked some of the programs in the past, but
right.
I don't want my money going to where I don't allow it to go, and that's what the government does, is they take the taxes, and they put it where they deem it necessary, but unfortunately, in this situation, I'm paying for radio that's not, I don't want the government paying for something that I haven't given them permission to be able to pay for.
Well, you just said you listened to it. So if you listen to it,
I don't listen to it that often, to be honest with you. We're getting out of breath. I don't listen to it that often. I have listened to some programs that I do enjoy.
So you should be paying for the programs that you have.
Yeah, well, how can you figure out how much this gentleman owes if he's listening to NPR?
He listens to it, but he doesn't want to pay for it, so I'm getting... So I got to work
for free. That's my whole point. I mean, I'm listening to something, and I don't want to pay for it, but if I'm listening to it, it's out there for free. But honestly, if I had to choose whether I could turn it off and not have to pay for it and I could keep some of my tax dollars, absolutely. I would turn the radio off and I wouldn't listen to it because I don't want to pay for something like that. That's where commercial radio comes in with the commercials and allows the.
What you just said is I don't get, then I'm not going to get. So you want me to be out in the street, and I use that figuratively, and my family out in the street.
Because that's what's going to happen. Just like everybody else that you talked about today, and that's less money that I have to put in my family's pocket as well.
All right, but you don't pay for NPR, I go into the street, and if you don't pay for NPR, you have a few extra dollars for...
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Phil. That's 877-876-7445.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Welcome. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and our Patriot line open at 877-876-7445. On the line with me here is Charlie LaFountain. We continue our discussion about the funding of NPR, National Public Radio. Will it get the funds that it wants? President Obama has said, yes, I want increased funding for NPR. I do not agree with that. I know a great many Americans don't agree with sending tax dollars at a time when we desperately need this money into an operation that is a skewed news operation, editorially very skewed. I don't know how valuable your network is, Charlie. I don't know how many people listen to your network. I will tell you I happen to know the number's very low.
But if we had the dollars that we're talking about, we could continue to work on getting more and more listeners. And yes, we don't have people listening to our network yet that we want to have listening to our network. But if we had that money, we can continue to work on that. Now, you have said a couple of things here. First of all, you said the liberal agenda. Fox Television, you've really got to be kidding me, Phil. When you look at Fox and the money they make as they broadcast their conservative, very radically right conservative agenda, we believe in a fairness doctrine tax. Now, what the fairness doctrine tax would be to tax Fox and to use that money to put into National Public Radio first for salaries, because we desperately need our salaries to be in line with other broadcast salaries. And secondly, obviously for our human resources, and that would be for our families. And then thirdly, of course, into the actual programming product. And
you want to take, a fairness doctrine tax Fox? What about CNN?
We're talking about the right, radical right in this country finally paying the freight, paying its way. And
Fox Television makes a lot of money because people watch them. The advertisers go to them. And
well, we don't know that that's true. We don't know why they make the money that they make.
Well, we know that they make money because they have advertising revenue. You want to take some of that and put that into NPR as a fairness doctrine tax.
That's correct, yes.
Now, the money will be used for salaries and human resources, and then you get around to paying for programming. You are saying everything wrong here. Everything wrong when it comes to the American people.
I would let the American people, who a majority of them are liberals, absolute liberals, and you'd like to believe they're conservative, but they're liberals. And when I hear from them, they tell me, thank God that President Obama is going to raise the funding. And if we get this fairness doctrine tax...
So you want to tax Fox? I guarantee you it'll never happen. Not unless you want to tax everybody.
We're not going to tax CNN because CNN is trying to balance the conservative blast that's going on out there, and MSNBC too. I'm not going to put them out of business.
You don't want to put them out of business. Let's tax Fox and equalize everything. I'm telling you, Mr. LaFountain.
It's Mr. LaFountain now.
You know what, Charlie? You and I are friends, but I'm telling you, that is the wrong way to go indeed. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445 is our Patriot line. Here is Steve in Mooresville, North Carolina. Go ahead, Steve.
Is this guy for real? I don't understand how you think you could tax another radio station for a radio station that sounds like crap and their programming stinks. That's why they don't have any listeners. The other point is, The other point is...
You're talking about the Fox television. The television network needs to be taxed as a fairness doctrine tax. See, that's what I call it.
Fairness doctrine? Okay, just try to the Robin Hood and rob from the rich and give to the poor. You're another liberal. You're another liberal with his hand out wanting me to feed you and your family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only that... You're talking about taking some of that money.
We need the money. First of all, sir, because I'm a liberal doesn't make me a bad guy. What it makes me is a realist. Fox is making money.
You make yourself a bad guy because...
Got to watch your language there, Steve, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry.
I would say to the gentleman, I do a bad job. I do a great job, but no one hears the job I do because we don't have enough money to do a better job. I do a great job for the money I make. So
if you had programming that people wanted to listen to, then you could have advertising that would pay for yourself.
We don't do advertising.
We don't do advertising
because the reason why we don't do advertising is so that you won't be bored with commercials. You can listen to NPR and enjoy nonstop.
Here's my biggest objection.
My objection is
I would rather see my tax money go to the schools and keep these schools open so we can educate our children and have them...
I agree.
Instead of
paying
a radio station.
You know that that's not going to happen. The next best thing is for the salaries of those of us who work at NPR to at least be commensurate with what they're paying people at Fox.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
You need to get a real job, is what you need. You need to get a real job and live in it and get out of your fantasy world.
No, I'm not in a fan. I work at NPR. You listen to NPR, don't you? Haven't you heard it?
No, I don't.
Well,
no,
you're laughing, sir.
NPR work.
You're laughing because, why are you laughing? President Obama.
I'm laughing because this is a joke. It's gotta be a joke.
I'm a joke. Why would you say me trying to feed my family is a joke? Do you think it's a joke with you trying to feed your family?
Because you want to take money out of my pocket to feed your family is what you're telling me.
I'm saying an alternative would take money out of your pocket, yes. But have Fox Television pay their way, too.
No, Fox doesn't take money out of my pocket.
They do take money out of your pocket when you... No, they don't, but the advertiser does. And
well, look, you know, you're not going to win this argument, Charlie. The advertiser may if Steve shops at the advertiser's business, and if he doesn't, then he doesn't. But Fox is not taking money from him.
We are not going to survive unless we get money.
And you can join the rest of us in the real world and let your production speak for itself, and you can make money like the rest of us.
It does speak for itself, except for the fact that at the prices that you pay, that your tax dollars, you think you pay so much in tax dollars, the money you give me in tax dollars doesn't make good shows. We need more. Do you understand?
Doesn't make good shows.
That's right.
So get the guy more. Let's get some more money from Steve and from me and from everybody else, and we'll get some good shows going. And
no, you know, here is what I'm saying, and this is it in a nutshell. Fox Television gets to have all that money, and we have to look around, figuratively speaking, Phil, for cigarette butts in the gutter. That's NPR. And the minute we go to the taxpayer and we say it's time for you to cough up your fair share, because we've been giving you quality alternative programming all these years, something to counter Fox Television, something to counter the right wing, and they laugh in my face, just as that gentleman did.
Well, unless people want that programming, unless people want that, you know, and commercially, let's look at Air America, one of the biggest disasters to have ever befallen the radio industry. Air America, that was going to come on the air as a liberal alternative to Rush Limbaugh, a liberal alternative to Michael Savage, a liberal alternative to Fox Television. But there was one big problem with Air America. No one wanted to listen to that crap.
Am I Air America?
But no,
am I Air America? I'm not Air America. I'm NPR. We've been around much longer, and we're way better than Air America. And we can be much better. You know, what the problem is, you think that when I say we need more funding so the shows can be better, you think that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Get in and pitch and make better shows and then get more money.
It doesn't work that way. Unless you've got the dollars to make a show better, the show is always going to be what it is. If it stinks, or if it's good, I don't know, but you're not going to make it better unless you get some tax dollars and some of this fairness doctrine tax money in there.
Otherwise, you're just going to make the same bad shows?
I don't make the bad shows. I'm saying, in general, NPR will continue to make the bad radio that they make, yes.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445. Let's go over here to Dave in Prescott, Arizona. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. I just wanted to make the comment to your guest, Charlie. You know, I'm an NPR listener, all things considered, Swift and Clack Brothers, Garrison Keillor.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the work. But what I don't appreciate is your coming on the station and calling everybody who listens to the Phil Hendry Show an illiterate redneck, and just your offensive nature. By doing that, you really negate all of your argument. And frankly,
I don't think
your argument on behalf, if I could finish, if your argument on behalf of NPR is really pretty weak. It makes me question how you're working for there, because your argument is more about you keeping your job more than anything else. And frankly, being an NPR listener, there's way more to it than that.
I apologize if I skewed it that way, but that is how desperate of the situation NPR has gotten, where there's a great many great journalists that I work with, a great many great people that I work with, who are about to go out on the street unless we can find a way to fund our network. Now, these Congress people in Washington who want to shut down the funding for NPR and shut down your ability to have a choice in what you listen to have been forestalled by President Obama pledging more money. But we need more money than that. We need, for the fiscal year of 2011, 2012, we need to get our operating capital up. When you say, for me to keep a job, we got a lot of good people.
Let me ask you, how does you offending every listener that is on the Phil Hendry Show help your argument?
Well, I don't think I was speaking specifically of Phil Hendry. I was speaking of conservative radio listeners.
Oh, well, you said that he's not intellectual. They don't have half a brain.
Right.
I mean,
that's exactly what you said. You said a lot of bad stuff about conservative radio listeners in order to endorse what you do on NPR.
I was not speaking specifically of your listeners. I feel, you know, you're a conservative host, so you're not going to have the smartest people in the world, with present company accepted here, talking to this gentleman. You're not going to have the smartest people in the world listening to what you do. When you take Limbaugh or the rest of these, the people that listen to those shows are you wonder if they are let out during the day. You know what I mean?
So no, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
I mean they're not. I'm not calling them crazy. I'm calling them almost. Excuse me for saying this. They're almost developmentally disabled. They're almost developmentally disabled.
What is that supposed to mean? You know, that's very specious, man. To say a guy disagrees with your point of view, now he's mentally retarded.
All right.
Yeah, Phil, if I could make a comment, I would just say, I can see why you had this guy on there. If you wanted a person that's not a good representative of NPR, this is certainly the guest.
No,
and it's almost disturbing to me that you have him on there.
You don't understand what goes into NPR. Conservative radio does not. Are you telling me it supports the intellectual style? Yes or no?
No.
I'm just saying you're an unfortunate representative.
You might as well call me you might as well have called me a you know what to say something like that, because I've given my life to NPR, and now it's time for them to give back. And I don't see anything wrong with a fairness doctrine tax.
That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Thank you very, very much, Dave, for your call. 877-876-7445. A fairness doctrine tax on Fox. So you take some money from Fox, you give it to NPR. That way NPR can survive on this fairness doctrine tax. And the first thing they do with that money is make sure that the salaries are equal to those of Fox Television and Radio. 877-876-45, 877-876-7445 is the number. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL.
That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Of course, we have our news hour coming up, the final hour of the show with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. Next hour, we have Professor Emory Clayton on religious discrimination or religious oppression and the definition of that. And you'll be interested to find out that Christianity is the major oppressor in the United States, and on it goes. 877-876-7445, Charlie LaFountain, talking about National Public Radio. Before we go back to our calls, Charlie, I'd like to give you an opportunity to address what the last gentleman said, that you seem to be more concerned with salaries and human resources for your family than you are about NPR survival.
I am very concerned, and I think that that was unfair of you to allow that to go when he said that and you didn't cut him off, because I am not all about making a good salary. I do want that, and we will have to have that. NPR is a national brand. People from all over the country listen to it. People go to Europe and say that they work for NPR. I have gone to Europe and I've said I work for NPR, and they will say, what is that? That is a national radio network, and they expect you, when you're in Europe, to having worked for national radio, to be generous with a tip, to stay in a better hotel room, and I can tell you, you look like a real you look like a real bum, to be honest with you, if you're not spending that kind of money. Now, here is what I wanted to say about what that last gentleman said. NPR is a quality alternative to much of what's going on in the media today. We are commercial free. Our reporting is in-depth and extensive. We have a variety of kinds of shows, not just news and information, but also music and entertainment programs, and this is 24 hours a day. And when I said we're an alternative to the conservative brand, I do believe that we are. I did not mean to say that people that listen to conservative radio are imbeciles. What I meant to say was that they often sound like it when they're talking on those programs. I don't think, Phil, it's a very... it's a stretch of the imagination to say that people that listen to conservative radio are perceived to be, what's the term, nose pickers.
Well, they may be perceived that way because of guys like you, Charlie, you know.
What do you mean, guys like me?
Guys like you who think because you are not that highly paid, there's not a lot of people listening to what you do, because you guys are telling the truth, and it's hard for people to take, and you're kind of underground, and you're kind of alternative, and that's sort of the happy place that you want to live in. But you don't want to face the music that conservative broadcasters today are the more popular broadcasters.
Well, I'm not going to jump on any bandwagon and become a conservative just because those guys get more money. And I'll tell you something.
Have you ever tried?
What does that mean, have I ever tried?
Have you ever tried to get a job on a conservative radio station or network?
I have, and they're bigoted, and they're biased, and they're everything you would think they would be. No, I would much rather they pay me as a liberal by way of this fairness doctrine tax. That's how we get a diverse opinion and multicultural kind of broadcasting, which is not about having a lot of Hungarian or Mexican music. It's just a multifaceted appraisal.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's Charlie LaFountain here talking about NPR. Let's go to Brad. Brad in Mobile, Alabama. Brad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I've been an avid NPR listener for decades. And
thank you very much, sir. This is Charlie LaFountain. Thank you.
And for this man to be elected as a representative of NPR, he doesn't even know who Garrison Keillor is.
I said Garrison Keillor.
You said Garrison Keillor.
Who picked this guy to represent NPR when he doesn't even know who Garrison Keillor is?
I said I know who the comic is that works in St. Paul. Isn't that enough?
No. I've been an avid listener for years. Well, called in because I was shot. I was not aware that our government was funding this radio station. That's wrong. It's wrong. I mean, I love to listen to the music interviews with the music artists and stuff in the evenings. I like NPR. I love the Click and Clack Brothers. When it comes to world events, They're a little bit too generic. I go elsewhere for my news. but I love NPR for certain reasons.
Well, then I'm news. I do news at NPR. So if you're not listening to NPR for the news, you're not listening to me, and I don't understand that.
Oh, I listen to their news. I listen to their news, and I listen to everybody else's news too. Their
but
news
you said
is a
that you think it's
for me.
So you think it's boring?
But the bottom line here, the reason I call
you're
in,
calling me boring, but you listen to Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor is the man's name. This guy's got a good point. Why don't you know who Garrison Keillor is?
Why should I know who he is?
Because he's probably the most popular, well-known person on your network.
He's not the
most popular.
That is an insult. That's an insult.
The reason I call in is because I was shocked to find out that there was government taxpayer dollars being used to fund this radio station. That's wrong. They can't.
What do you mean that's wrong?
They chose to survive
on
donations
getting
alone.
Wait a minute, you told me.
And if you're not happy with the money you're making, you need to get another job.
You're listening to NPR, and now you're saying, but we don't deserve money from the government, so you've been getting it for free.
A lot of radio stations, and if you can't draw the advertising money, if you're not popular and you can't get the advertising, you don't survive. That's the way it works.
Wait a minute, who's better, me or Garrison Keillor? Who's better, me or Garrison Keillor? Who's better, me or Garrison Keillor?
Oh, God. Oh.
Phil Hendry. Rated for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.